busy in the sales field. He's got 5 children and 19 grandchildren. You'd almost think the guy was 150, wouldn't you? This beautiful house he owns, he not only sells, he gets involved in some physical labor. It's way back in off the road. And I'm going to tell you, it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. It's got its own little lake. He decided to brick the driveway. And he was going to put them all in himself. Now, not being too fond of manual labor, I took a look at what he was starting and I thought, poor guy's got to need a psychiatrist. You know, I asked him this morning or last night, how many bricks did you lay there? And he said, 55,000. Give you an idea how long the driveway is. It's all his property. He wasn't bricking somebody else's driveway. Some of you will really appreciate the significance of this, and some of you may not. This man lives in a town of 17,000 people, where the average income is below the national poverty level. In spite of that, he has the largest agency in the Prudential Insurance Company of America. He has 60 agents and 8 managers. Now, this is absolutely phenomenal. He operates one of the largest, not one of the, he operates the largest agency, and certainly one of the most successful. He's a man that really believes in what he does. Not a lot of people do. I've met his children. And Janie, his daughter, is the mother of 3 beautiful little kids. She works in the same company Paul works in. She's an agent too. And Joe, his son-in-law, he's an agent in the same company that Paul's in. I like it when I see a person bringing their own family into the same business they're in. It speaks well of what they think of their business. I think of all the things I could say about this man. He's a man of integrity, and you are more than fortunate in meeting him. Believe me, you really are. He's a very special friend of mine and John's, and I phoned him just a little over a week ago, and I said, you know, I've got an idea that it would really add something to this program, because there will be millions of people watching this all over the world. Within a couple of months, this particular seminar that you're sitting in will be on the market in New Zealand, Australia, in England, and in every city in North America. I wanted those people to know this man. But even more than that, I wanted them to hear from the person themselves how a man took the idea on this page and like that, put it to work, and the difference it made in his life. And I'm going to tell you something. You could not consider him a loser when he got this idea by any stretch of the imagination. He's a very special guy. I want you to stand up and really give this man a warm welcome. It's Paul Hutsey from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
As I pause to think about what sets most men apart, it seems to me that goals in life is a place to start. Imagine playing football on an unmarked field of green. Not a goal line to be sought, not a goal post to be seen. It would be an aimless battle with nothing to be gained, without a thing to strive for, not a score to be obtained. We must have purpose in our lives, for the flame that warms the soul. Every man must have purpose. Every man must have a goal. The question is, why are you here today? Well, I think you're here today because you want more of the good life. Right, Nino? And that's the way I was in August of 1975 when I came to this great city, when our company had a conference here. And on the last day, they were introducing the speaker, and they were telling what an outstanding personality he was, and that he was going to speak for 3 hours in a row without a break. And I leaned over to the guy next to me, and I said, I wish this guy good luck in his next job, because he's on his way out of this one.